We have what they call the old skunk, and you know, but he's, you know what I'm talking about. He's a great big thing, big. He has a real big, large house.
The skunk is the animal that's got black and white stripes, right?
I don't remember any of them at all.
And it smells bad.
That's what we call a skunk here. We call that a skunk here. And we've got, now, we used to didn't have, but we got what we call the armadillo. You ever see one?
Yeah, we just saw one today. In fact, I didn't know that they even lived around here at all.
I used to deer hunt in the Ocala Forest down there. The Ocala, it was a load of gummy. It was the ground for hunting deer and stuff like that. And the first I ever saw, I saw them in there. I had read of them a few years before that, but I never did see one till I deer hunted down there.
Yeah, they're really strange looking little animals, aren't
they?
Yeah,
he resembles a possum, and there's about four or five different things that he resembles. You see, he's got that hull on him, resembles a gopher or any hard shell turtle of that, but he's more rounder than a turtle, he's not flat, and then he has, on his stomach body part, he has hair like a possum, and his tail, looks like an alligator tail, kind of, you know what I mean.
It's kind of a combination of a lot of different animals.
I've heard him say, had the combination of several different, I've heard him say, but I can't remember.
What would you call a little creature about this big that hops on the ground or can live in the water? There are two different kinds. But
well, that's a frog.
Frog.
There's two different kinds of them. There's one we call a bullfrog. He stays around the water just about all the time, and this other one that you see hopping about on the ground, we call that a toad frog.
Toad frog.
And that's right. But people eat that bullfrog. It stays around the water all the time.
They have frog legs.
That's right. Frog legs.
What would you call a smaller type of the same creature, the same frog that makes a chirping noise, but it lives in trees or
We got what we call a spring frog.
Spring frog.
Him. Yeah, he has more or less a little green and brown spots on him. That's a regular spring frog. You find him around where it's springy water on the branches.
I guess, are there a lot of those around here or
not? Not too many. We've got a few of them bullfrogs, just somewhere in a pond back in there in this field.
You can hear them at night, I guess.
I can hear them hollering back there. There's some in this ditch that you cross down there. Some in there, we hear them holler every now and then. And they will come out, and we found four or five on the road that people had run over at night. They come out on that road. I don't know why they come out to feed at night, but they come out of that ditch. And some of them that were killed out there, they were that long. Their thighs was, well, they're big as my pick as that right there.
What do you call large worms used for bait and fishing?
We call them earthworm.
Earthworm?
That's right. They call them mostly now fishworm, but it's the old, same old earthworm right on. He lived in the earth.
What do you call, those are the small, or those are the ordinary, what would you call large worms used for bait?
That's still an earthworm. Now there's another one, that little one.